In high school sports over the weekend, Kemper Catholic hosting a boys' golf tournament on Saturday up at the Carroll Golf and Country Club, and they won their own meet with a 307 total. Harlan was runner-up with 316. Carroll also with a 316 was third. Spencer at 318 was fourth. Atlantic shot 320. That was good for fifth place. Storm Lake, Prairie Valley, Humboldt, Denison, Ballard, Webster City, Lewis Central, Shenandoah, and Red Oak round out the rest of the 14 teams in that field. Individually, John Brawl of Storm Lake shot the low round of 68 for medalist honors. Tanner Ludwig of Kemper Catholic shot 73 for second. Nicholas Anderson of Prairie Valley, Sam Wilkie of Carroll, and John Labernick of Spencer round out the top five in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday in high school boys soccer, it was Abraham Lincoln topping Atlantic by a score of 3-0. Albert Pujols finally hit a home run for the Los Angeles Angels, ending the longest power drought of his career Sunday in a 4-3 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Pujols connected in the fifth inning for his first American League home run in the 446th of his career. The three-time National League MVP had gone 33 games and 139 at-bats, dating to last year without a home run in the regular season. He had a three-homer game for the champion St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series and hit seven home runs in spring training. Also in the AL yesterday, a wild one at Fenway Park. It went 17 innings with the Baltimore Orioles outlasting Boston 9-6. First baseman Chris Davis struck out five times, grounded into a double play, and threw two scoreless innings of relief after Baltimore ran out of pitchers to pick up the win. Adam Jones hit a three-run homer in the top of the 17th to break that tie. The Cleveland Indians handed Rangers rookie Yu Darvish his first major league loss after a 4-0 start. The Indians beat the Rangers 4-2 as Asdrubal Cabrera hit a two-run double and Jason Kipnis hit a solo homer off the 25-year-old right-hander. Rookie slugger Jesus Montero lined a two-run double in the first inning to get Seattle on the board. Mike Karp added his first homer of the season, and the Mariners cruised to a 5-2 win over the Twins. Alex Rodriguez belted his eighth career Grand Slam to pace the Yankees. That should be Robinson Cano. Belted his eighth career Grand Slam, pacing the Yankees in a 10-4 romp over the Royals. Former Tiger Brandon Inge hit his first home run for Oakland and collected four RBIs in the Athletics' 9-5 win over Tampa Bay. Prince fielder Austin Jackson and Andy Dirks all homered to power the Detroit Tigers past the Chicago White Sox 3-1. In the National League, Philadelphia cooled off Washington 9-3, ending the Nationals' four-game winning streak as Cole Hamels led the Nats to one run and five hits over his eight innings. Giancarlo Stanton drew a bases-loaded walk to force in the tie-breaking run in the eighth inning as the Miami Marlins beat the San Diego Padres 6-3. That's their season-best sixth straight victory. Pinch hitter Hector Sanchez singled over a five-man infield with the bases loaded in the 11th inning to give the Giants a 4-3 win over the Brewers. Freddie Freeman belted a three-run homer, and starter Brandon Beachy worked seven effective innings, helping Atlanta complete a three-game sweep in Colorado with a 7-2 win over the Rockies. Tyler Green's two-home run, four RBI performance helped St. Louis snap a three-game losing streak with an 8-1 victory over Houston Sunday. Cardinals starter Adam Wainwright continues his dominance of the Astros. The right-hander allowed one run over seven innings to get the W. He's now 10-1 in 17 career appearances against Houston. The loss snaps the Astros' season-high five-game win streak. Matt Leto struck out a career-high 11 over six innings as Cincinnati blanked the Pirates 5-0. R.A. Dickey allowed four hits over eight-plus innings, and the New York Mets topped the visiting Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1. And David DeJesus drew a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the 11th inning to lift the Chicago Cubs to a 4-3 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also on Sunday in Pacific Coast League baseball, it was New Orleans topping the Iowa Cubs 12-4, while Omaha beat Oklahoma City 10-7. Oklahoma City plays at Omaha again today. That's an early morning start. They'll get underway at 11:05 today at Warner Park. And also the Iowa Cubs will be at home at Principal Park as they'll face off against New Orleans in a 12:05 first pitch today. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the number one seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference playoffs is heading home from Philadelphia on the brink of elimination as Spencer Hawes had 22 points and Drew Holiday scored 20 in the 76ers' 89-82 win that puts the banged-up Bulls in a 3-1 hole in the best-of-seven series. Chicago played without star guard Derrick Rose, who suffered a season-ending knee injury late in Game 1, and forward Joakim Noah, who sprained an ankle late in Game 3 and is listed as day-to-day. The Bulls have lost three in a row headed into Game 5 Tuesday in the Windy City. The Sixers are looking to become just the fifth number 8 seed to oust a top seed in the opening round. Memphis did it to San Antonio last year. Paul Pierce scored 24 points in 18 minutes as the Boston Celtics opened a 37-point third-quarter lead and then coasted to a 101-79 victory over the Atlanta Hawks to take a 3-1 lead in that best-of-seven series. Celtics can finish off the Hawks in Atlanta on Tuesday. The L.A. Lakers took a 3-1 series lead over Denver with a 92-88 win over the Nuggets as Kobe Bryant led the way with 22 points. The Lakers can put the Nuggets out of their misery with a win at home in Game 5 on Tuesday. Amari Stoudemire returned to the Knicks lineup after missing Game 3 against Miami on Sunday with a cut hand and helped New York stave off elimination with an 89-87 victory over the Heat. The All-Star forward contributed 20 points while teammate Carmelo Anthony led all scorers with 41. That win snaps the Knicks' NBA record 13-game postseason losing streak. They'll play Game 5 of the best-of-seven series in Miami on Wednesday night. In hockey, after eliminating top-seeded Vancouver from the Western Conference playoffs in 5 games, the Kings have swept St. Louis in the second round. Dustin Brown scored 2 goals, and Jonathan Quick made 23 saves in a 3-1 Game 4 victory over St. Louis that helped the 8th-seeded L.A. Kings move into the Western Conference finals. Also in the other playoff series Sunday night, the New Jersey Devils grabbed a 3-1 lead over the Flyers in their Eastern Conference semifinal series, posting a 4-2 win, their third straight victory over Philadelphia. The Devils spotted Philly an early 2-0 lead, then storm back with 4 unanswered goals. Devils can advance to their first conference final since 2003 with a win in Philadelphia Tuesday night. New Jersey's never lost a playoff series after taking a 3-1 lead. In NFL news, San Diego Chargers chaplain Sean Mitchell says Junior Seau's family is revisiting its decision to donate the former NFL linebacker's brain for research into football-related injuries. Mitchell says the family, which is of Samoan descent, is consulting with a group of elders on a number of matters. He says it doesn't necessarily mean that the family won't donate Seau's brain for research. The 43-year-old Seau committed suicide Wednesday at his home in suburban Oceanside. He played parts of 20 seasons in the NFL, including 13 of them with the Chargers. Robert Griffin III is already the number one quarterback with the Washington Redskins. Coach Mike Shanahan says the Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor will work with the starters when the Redskins begin full off-season practices later this month. Griffin completed a 3-day rookie camp on Sunday, a little over a week after he was selected 2nd overall by the Redskins in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins have extended linebacker Cameron Wake's contract through the 2016 season. Wake made the Pro Bowl in 2010 when he had 14 sacks and he had 8.5 sacks last year. He came to the Dolphins in 2009 from the Canadian Football League, where he was a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has graduated from Miami University in southwestern Ohio about 9 years after leaving for the NFL. The university says the 30-year-old football player received his bachelor's degree in education and joined nearly 600 students during Sunday's commencement. In golf, Ricky Fowler is finally a winner in the 67th start as a pro on the PGA Tour. Fowler rolled in a 4-foot birdie putt to win a 3-way playoff with U.S. Open champ Rory McIlroy and D.A. Points in the Wells Fargo Championship. McIlroy's consolation prize is a return to the top of the golf rankings, reclaiming the number one spot from Luke Donald. The only other win as a pro for the 23-year-old Fowler came last year in South Korea. Fred Funk birdied 4 of his last 5 holes, posting a bogey-free 5-under-67 round and a 1-stroke victory over Tom Lehman in the Champions Tour event near Houston. His birdie putt on the final hole prevented a tie at the top of the leaderboard at the end of regulation. Lehman missed his birdie attempt on 18 and signed for a 68. Funk picks up his 7th victory on the 50-and-over tour and his first since 2010. In racing news, Penske Racing's Brad Keselowski drove to victory lane after a green-white checkered finish in the Aaron's 499 at Talladega Super Speedway. Keselowski used a huge push from runner-up Kyle Busch to pass leader Matt Kenseth after the final restart and went on to claim his 2nd win of the year on the Sprint Cup Circus. Kenseth had to settle for 3rd place in the race. It was the first restrictor plate race since the season-opening Daytona 500. Kentucky Derby winner I'll Have Another is off to Maryland for the second leg of the Triple Crown, and the Chestnut Colt isn't wasting any time heading to Pimlico. Trainer Doug O'Neill says I'll Have Another will fly from Louisville to Baltimore today, and that'll make him the earliest arriving Derby winner since Monarcos showed up at Pimlico 4 days after his 2001 win. O'Neill says he wants to get the colt settled in his new home well ahead of the May 19th Preakness. And an Iowa archer who was born without arms will compete for the U.S. Paralympics team. Matt Stutzman of Fairfield says he's overwhelmed that he was selected to shoot at the 2012 Paralympic Games in London. The competition begins August 20th. Stutzman says he's getting a lot of attention for his ability to shoot a bow and arrow despite being born without arms, but he's focusing his attention on winning a gold medal. He's been training up to 8 hours per day. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.